I think that since we're just upon Tisha B'Av, hopefully it will be a Yontif this year. But I believe that we should skip Al HaTzadikim and come back to it. And this week, I'd like to learn the Bracha of Nachem. Nachem is a bracha that is said in Shemoneh Esrei only once a year. And that is by Mincha on Tisha B'Av. It is not said any other time of the year, not by Shachris or Maariv on Tisha B'Av, only Mincha on Tisha B'Av. So let's go through the bracha of Nachem, just the simple meaning, and then hopefully we'll have some time to go through the deeper meaning. So this bracha is said during the bracha of the Yerushalayim Ircha. The bracha in Shemoneh Esrei, the 14th bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, where we daven for Hashem to return to Yerushalayim. So we say, Nachem Hashem Elokeinu, Esavei LeTzion Esavei LeYerushalayim. Hashem, our God, comfort the mourners of Tzion and the mourners of Yerushalayim. V'esayiru aveila v'achareva v'habzuya v'ashemema. And the city that is mournful, ruined, scorned, and desolate. Now, I just want to point out some things as I go along over here, because these are things we're going to have to address. There's Avele Tzion, and then there's Avele Yerushalayim. There are mourners of Tzion, there are mourners of Yerushalayim. What is the difference between Tzion and Yerushalayim? And then, besides the mourners of Tzion, the mourners of Yerushalayim, there is the Be'esho'iru Avele V'achreva V'abzui V'ashemema, and the city that is mournful and ruined and scorned and desolate. Isn't that Yerushalayim? Seems that it's a different city. It doesn't say Ha'ir, it says Ve'es Ha'ir and the city. We're talking about the third city. There's Tzion, Yerushalayim, and then there's the Yiro Avela, Vachreve, Vabzui, Vashemema. Ha'avela, what does it mean that it's mournful? Mibli Bonel. It no longer has her children. Chal Yisroel, the children of Yerushalayim. It is ruined of her dwelling places. It is scorned without her glory. And desolate without inhabitants. And she is sitting, referring to Yerushalayim, she is sitting with her head covered. Ki'isha ha'kodesh la'yelada, like a barren woman that has never given birth. And the legions have devoured her. V'yirashua evdei zarim, and idolaters have conquered her. V'yotilu es amcha Yisrael l'charev, they have cast your people Yisrael to the sword. V'yaharagu bezodan chasidei elyon, and they killed willfully the devout of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Al Kain, therefore Tzion v'mar tivke, therefore Tzion should cry bitterly. Yerushalayim titen koyle, Yerushalayim should sound her voice. Libi, libi achal aleihem. My heart aches for their slain. May I achal aleihem. My innards ache for their slain. Ki ato Hashem, because you Hashem, ba'esh hitzata, you ignited it with fire. Uva esh ato osid levnaisa. And with fire you will rebuild it. Ka'amar, as it says in the Pasuk, v'ani e'yala na'um Hashem, I will be for her, says Hashem, chaymas esh saviv, a wall of fire around, and I will be glorious in her midst. Baruch ato Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, menachem tzion, who consoles tzion, ubayne Yerushalayim, and builds Yerushalayim. So just this simple understanding, Yerushalayim is the city, Yerushalayim. Tzion is the Makam HaMikdash. The Yerushalmi brings it in two places, in Brachas and in Tainus. It's the Yerushalmi, the way Yerushalmi brings it, it's much different. It's the same idea, but it's gone through different Neskhois. Our Gersa is Chaim Vital. Yeah, I think the first place that is mentioned is in the Yerushalmi. It's not mentioned in the Bavli at all. So Yerushalayim is the city, Tzion is the Makom HaMikdash, as we find. we find the term Tzion Mishkan Kevodecha. Right? Tzion is the dwelling place of Hashem's glory. It's the Makom HaMikdash. Yerushalayim has its own kedusha. There were kedushim that are allowed to be eaten in Yerushalayim that didn't necessarily need to be eaten in the Makom HaMikdash. Could be eaten in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim has.
So a lot of those things just didn't bother. I mean, the main thing is Mitzvah.
Well, the Mitzvahs
were not kind.
What?
Without Tzion, there was no kedusha inherent.
Yerushalayim has an inherent kedusha, even without the Mitzvah. So, there is. I've seen some ask the kasha. How can we say this bracha? How can we say that Havela mebliyvanel Yerushalayim is mournful without her children? Achreivim, when it says it's ruined without her abodes. Habazuya mekvoida. It's desolate without inhabitants. Yerushalayim. You've been to Yerushalayim lately? Desolate without inhabitants. Can I know how to sit in Yerushalayim or HaKadosh? So, how are we supposed to say this? What do we mean? So there is, you could say, answer even on a Gashmi's level, that you can't compare what Yerushalayim used to be to what Yerushalayim is now. According to the Cheshbon, during the Korban Pesach, there were 12 million Yidden in Yerushalayim. That's a cheshbon at one period of how many Yidden were in Yerushalayim. And those are just the Yidden that were just surrounding Yerushalayim and that came for the Korban Pesach. So that's, you know, go compare what there is now to what used to be. So it's like in comparison, it's Shemema mi'ein yoshev. Bezuya mikvoida, especially if we're talking about the old city. If Yerushalayim, literally Yerushalayim means the old city. So there's, unfortunately, there's the Arab population of the old city is pretty large population. So it definitely is bezuya mikvoida. That's all on a gash music level. But on a more ruchniyistic level, there is what we even a chazal we find Yerushalayim Shalmala. There is a Yerushalayim in heaven, and the Rebbeinu Shalom says that he will not enter Yerushalayim Shalmala until the Beis Hamikdash is rebuilt in Yerushalayim Shalmata. So when we're talking about the Yerushalayim, that is Shemema Me'ein Yoshev, that it is desolate without inhabitants, we're talking about Yerushalayim Shalmala. That the Rebbeinu Shalom refuses to inhabit the Yerushalayim Shalmala. The word Yerushalayim, Chazal tell us, is really made up of two words, Yira and Shalim. Chazal tell us that it says in the Pasuk, Malki Tzedek Melech Shalim, Shem ben Noach named the city Shalim. And Avraham Avinu named the city Yira. Right after the Akedah, it says, Vayikra Shem Amokim Ahu Hashem Yira. He named the place Yira, so the Medrash says that Hashem said, what should I call it? If I call it Yira, Shem won't be too happy. If I call it Shalem, Avram won't be happy. So we're going to put it together and we're going to call it Yira Shalem. That's why it's called Yerushalayim. And then we just read that it has the name Tzion as well. Now each one of these names, Yira, Shalem, and Tzion, each one represents a concept that is what the Beis HaMikdash stood for, and now that there is no Beis HaMikdash, we are very lacking of these three inyan. The concept of Yira, the whole concept of Yira, of fear of heaven, is almost obsolete. To say that I can't say nobody has Yira Shamayim, but it is very, very difficult to find someone who really still has the mid of Yira. Just going back a few generations, there were Yidden that mamish were trembled when Rosh Chodesh Elul came. Mamash trembled. There was a true sense of Yira. And as generations go on, as further and further we get away from the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the Yira is dwindling. There's a Hava, there's a lot of a Hava going around. There's a lot of love of Hashem going around, which is either real or it's not real, that's up in the air. But Yira is mamish, almost obsolete. Now those that blame it on the fact that there's no kingdom anymore, there's no such thing as a real king, so Yira comes along with the sense of kingdom, and since there's no kingdom, there's no Yira. But it's, Chazal tell us, by the Beis HaMikdash, it's actually based on Psukim, Shamnavotcha b'yira, the Beis HaMikdash, coming into the Beis HaMikdash was an awesome experience. And when one came into the Beis HaMikdash, or one came into the vicinity of the Beis HaMikdash, there was a very awe-inspiring experience. And that's it's something that lasted the person all year round. And with the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, Yira is something that we are lacking tremendously. Shalem, which is the second half of Yerushalayim, Yira Shalem, Shalem represents peace, unity. As we know, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of a lack of unity, because there was a lack of Shalem, there was a lack of peace. And the further and further we get away from the Beis HaMikdash, the more and more machlokes there is. So those are the two concepts of Yira and Shalem. Two concepts that the Beis HaMikdash stood for. And unfortunately, we no longer have since the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed. Tzion, Sforam HaKadoshim tell us, Tzion is the same gematria as Yosef. They're both 156. Tzion, Chazal tell us, and it says we say about Haggadah, Vayisham Lagoy, the Bnei Yisrael was a nation in Mitzrayim, Malamed Shahayu Yisrael Mitzuyanim Sham. Klal Yisrael is Mitzuyan. What is Mitzuyanim? Mitzuyan means we were unique. Shalashinu Shemam Lashoinam Albisham. We didn't change our name, our garb, our tongue, our language. That's all when we're unique. When you can tell us apart, that's called Mitzuyan. But specifically, Tzion represents Midas Yisoid. Represents the Midah of Yosef HaTzadik, which is the Midah of Kedusha. That is a Midah that is unique to Klal Yisrael. The Midah of the attribute of Kedusha. Kedushas Einayim, the holiness of the eyes. Kedushas HaMachshava. Kedushas HaDibur. And Kedushas HaBris. That's what it all boils down to. And that is the Mokim HaMikdash. It's called the Beis HaMikdash. Because the Beis HaMikdash inspired Kedusha to Klal Yisrael. That's why it's called the Beis HaMikdash. And ever since the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Kedusha is lacking in Klal Yisrael. So Yira, Shalem, and Tzion are the three things that are lacking in Klal Yisrael since the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed. And I believe that corresponding to these three inyanim that we need to correct in order to bring the Beis HaMikdash back, we have 3 weeks of mourning. We have 3 weeks of Avelus. From Shivas or Batamuz until Tisha B'Av, each week we are to focus on each one of these inyanim. And the Sforim HaKadoshim tell us that if you look at the Haftoiras of the 3 weeks, each one of them begins with a different word. The first week begins with Divrei, which is speech. The second Haftoira begins with Shimu, which is hearing. And the title of the third week begins with Chazayin, which is vision. And each one of these corresponds to one of these inyanim that the Beis HaMikdash stood for that we are now lacking. Divrei, speech, is the main contributor to Shalom or the lack thereof. It says by the brothers of Yosef, V'lo yachru davroi l'shalom. They couldn't speak to him peacefully. All machlokes begins with Lashon Hara. That's what all machlokes begins with. It all begins with speech. And if we want to correct that, this inyan that we need to correct in order to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, the inyan of Shalem, It begins with divrei. It begins with speech. Being careful what we say, who we say it to. The second week is the week of Shimu. Shimu is Yira, our declaration of Kabbalah's Malchus Shemaim, accepting upon ourselves the kingdom of heaven, is Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Listen, Yisrael. Hashem is one, and that is supposed to bring upon us Yira Shemaim. So the second week of Shimu is to correct the ending of Yira. And then finally, Chazoin, which is vision, is that the Kedusha of Tzion, the Kedusha of Habris, the Kedusha of Yisoid, is all dependent on vision. And Yetzahara Shoilet, Elabamasha, Ein of Royas. Yetzahara has only a shlit on something that a person sees. And if we're careful with the Kedusha of our eyes, we will correct this inyan. The Beis Hamikdash is called in the psukim. It's called the Einei Yisrael. The Beis Hamikdash is called the eyes of Klal Yisrael. So we have these 3 weeks to refine these three inyanim. We're already in the last week. So right now we're in the week of Chazayin, week that we have to focus on bringing back Tzion, the Midas HaYisoid. And this is why we say that the Esha'ira Aveila V'Chareva V'Abezuya V'Hashemema, we're talking about the Yira Shalem and Tzion that are no longer here. We're not talking about the physical Yerushalayim and the physical Tzion. One can argue that physically Yerushalayim looks gewaldic. But we're talking about Yira and Shalem and Tzion. Those are, unfortunately, those are Chareva and Bezuya and Shemema. There's no Yira, there's no Shalem, there's no Kedusha. That needs a tremendous tikkun. And that's what we're crying about. That's the real Churban. Kotzke Rebbe said that if someone can't cry on Tisha B'Av for the Churban Beis HaMikdash, they should cry for their own Churban. And this is the Churban we're talking about. The fact that we don't have Yira, we don't have Sholem, we don't have Kedusha. That's the Churban we need to cry about. So, the bracha began with the word Nachem. Nachem Hashem Aleikeinu. Esaveilei Tzion, Esaveilei Yerushalayim. Comfort Hashem, our God, the mourners of Tzion and the mourners of Yerushalayim. It's interesting that the word Nachem is the same letters as the word Chinam. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of sinas chinam, right? Hatred for naught. Chinam means naught, for nothing. And those same words, that same word, chinam, when you mix around the letters, becomes nachem, which is comfort. You also find another time chinam is associated with the Churban Beis HaMikdash, besides sinas chinam, when the Meraglim came back from spying out the land, they came back and they gave over the report to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael started crying. So the Chazal say that Hashem said to Klal Yisrael, "Atem bechisam bechia shel chinam. You cried a cry of naught. Chayechem. I swear to you, I'm going to give you what to cry about." So the Beis HaMikdash is very associated with chinam, either b'chiyah shel chinam or sinas chinam, and then those letters turned around become nachem. But there's another word that is associated that also shares the same letter, And that is the shoresh of the word menucha. Right? The root of the word menucha, which means rest, the root is munach. Mem nun ches. Same letters. Right? So it's chinam, munach, nachem, all share the same letters. And I believe that there is a reason why they share the same letters. There's an association among the three. In the Torah Kedosha, we find that the Rebbeinu Shlomo is concerned that giving us too much good will cause us to become spoiled, and as a result, will throw off Oil Malchus Shemaim, will throw off the yoke of heaven, and we'll forget about who is the one that gives us all the goodness that we have. Many times in the Torah, Parshas Ekev, countless times, the Pasuk says, "Pen tizba v'shachachta." You'll become satiated, and you're going to forget who gave you still. A person will say, "Koichi v'oitzim yodi yosli yeslachayil." That person will think that it's their own strength that brought them all the wealth. The Rebbeinu Shlomo has a concern. When things are too good, we tend to forget who is the one that gives us it all, and unfortunately, we throw off Malchus Shemayim. Unfortunately, if we look around nowadays, which the Rebbeinu Shlomo has blessed us with a harchava, unfortunately, we find many people that they become rich, they become wealthy, and even people are just comfortable. People forget what is the ikar and what is the tough. What is our priority and what is secondary? There are three specific areas that I want to focus on. One is what I want to call chinam. Chinam means in vain or for naught. There is the sense when people become spoiled, there is, and I'm sure any of us can relate to this, there is a sense of entitlement that people have. Right? I deserve it. Why should I be different than anyone else? There's a certain sense, even children nowadays have this sense of entitlement. Right? I deserve. And people want to get everything for nothing, for doing absolutely nothing. The state of Shagafav Mendelovich used to say that he was the Miyas of Teravadas. He used to say that the Americana Bucher, the American Bucher, wants to learn the entire Shas in one night, but he also wants to sleep that night. He also wants to sleep that night. We want everything. We deserve everything. But for no effort. To put in effort, we're too spoiled for that. That's chinam. That's chinam that is, but not the chinam of the Torah. That's the chinam that's opposite the Derech HaTorah. You know what the chinam of Torah is? Rashi, in the beginning of Parshas Vayeschanan, Rashi says that tzaddikim, even though they can ask Hashem for whatever they want in the schus of their good deeds, eino mevakshim ki matnas chinam. All they ask, the Rebbeinu Shlomo, is give me a gift for nothing. The tzaddik, no matter how much the tzaddik does, the tzaddik feels undeserving. And all he asks for is a matnas chinam. That's the chinam of the Torah Kedoshah. That no matter how much we do, we should never consider it to be enough. But the chinam that is opposite the Torah is that I don't need to do anything, and I deserve everything. That's the chinam of that is opposite the Torah HaKadosh. Menucha, which is rest, relaxation, also has two definitions. A Torah Degi definition, and a definition that is opposite to Torah. The way the world interprets Menucha is total lack of responsibility. Right? That's what Menucha means. Vacation. I have no responsibility. Right? A doctor, a lawyer that goes on vacation, all their clients and all their patients can go elsewhere. Right? It's not my responsibility. I'm on vacation. That's not menucha of the Torah HaKadosh. Shabbos is yom menucha. The purpose of Shabbos is to get everything else out of the way so we can focus on what are our real responsibilities. That's what menucha of the Torah HaKadosh is. To find, to realize the recognition of our responsibility. That's what menucha is. And finally, Nachem is the third area. Nachem is comfort. Once again, there's the Torah Degi definition of Nachama, and there is the opposite of Torah definition of Nechama. Start with the one that is opposite. The way the world interprets Nechama, be comforted. Whatever you've done, you're okay. Don't worry. You have no accountability. No accountability. You're good. Pat on the back. No matter what you've done. Make a person feel good. If you chas v'sholem, make him feel accountable. You never know. He could, he might go off the derech. It might be too traumatic for the person to chas v'sholem be accountable for anything they've done. Not so is the nechama of the Torah. The nechama of the Torah is be comforted because you could be mesaken what you've done. What you've done is terrible. But you can always do tshuva. There's a way to be misaken. There's a way to correct it. There's a way to fix it. It's not fine. There's an issur d'oraisa to tell a person who did an avera, you're okay. You didn't do anything right. It's issur d'oraisa. It's called chanufa. So these are three areas that being spoiled causes the concept of chinam, of thinking that we deserve everything despite the fact we don't put in any effort. It brings about this concept of menucha, we feel that we have the ability to just rest without any responsibility. And nachem, this concept of nechama, which is no accountability. Whatever I've done is fine. Not so the Derech HaTorah HaKadosh. Quite the contrary. Chinam means that no matter what, how much I've done is never enough. I don't deserve anything. Menucha is the realization of my responsibilities. And Nechama is the realization that I can still fix what I've wronged. And the interesting thing is that the order of the letters is what makes the whole difference. Hafel v'fela, Lashon Kodesh. The Maharal says that the person is made up of three different faculties. there is the person's chachma, right, which is their intellect. There is the person's emotions, which is their nefesh. And then there is the person's actions, their ma'isa. Now, if you take the first letters of chachma, nefesh, ma'isa, right, that's chinam. Right? Now, realize the order. Let's take menucha, for example. Menucha is when a person is overworked. Right? A person is overworked. They're meisim, they've been using their body too much. Right? So they're totally out of whack because they're overworked. So they go, they relax. It starts with their ma'isa. Once they relax their ma'isa, they're able to, their emotions come into, are straightened out. They have menuchas ha-nefesh. And once they have menuchas ha-nefesh, they have harchovas ha-das. Right? So the order is mem, nun, ches. Right? Maisa, nefesh, chachma. That's the order of menucha. That's why menucha is set up specifically in that order. Mem, nun, ches. Maisa, you take care, you relax your maisa, then it will give you menuchas ha-nefesh. It will put your emotions back in place, and that will give you harchovas ha-das to be able to think clearly. Nechama, and by the way, that's what happens on Shabbos, right? Shabbos, we're supposed to rest of all ma'isin, right? That gives us menuchas ha-nefesh, and then we're able to think and realize what our responsibilities are. Nechama is. Person's, what is nechama? It's when a person's emotions are out of whack because the person suffered a tragedy. Rachmana litzlan, right? So their emotions are out of whack. So the first thing you do is what the person who's comforting comforts the person's emotions. That allows the person to be able to think clearly. It gives them harchavas ha-das, and then they're able to put their actions back into order. So the order is, by nechama, is nun, ches, mem. First, nefesh, chachma, then ma'as. And by chinam is a mindset. Chinam is, it's a mindset I deserve. Or it's a mindset, if it's kedusha, no matter what I do, I don't deserve. It's a mindset. That mindset brings about anxiety or different emotions of disappointment that I'm not getting what I think I deserve, I'm supposed to be getting. And that results in whatever actions the person takes. So that's the order of chinam is ches, which begins with chachma, begins with a mindset, then nun, which is that translates into emotions, then it translates into action. So when we say the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed because of b'chiyah shel chinam. Because they cried for nothing, or sinas chinam. What that means is that Klal Yisrael believed that they were deserving, in the time of the Meraglim, they were deserving of whatever land they thought they were getting, and when it wasn't met, their nefesh went into total whack. And what does sinas chinam come from? Comes from expectations. A person has expectations of other people. Right? Once again, it's the It's a mindset. I think that you owe me, or that I'm deserving that you should treat me in a certain way. And when you don't, then I get all bent out of shape. When I went into Rabbanus, my father told me, there's only one thing my father told me. I asked him for a hadrocha. You know, he's been in Rabbanus for 60 years. So I asked him for a give me some hadrocha. He said, I'll tell you one thing. Don't expect anything from anyone and you won't be disappointed. Huh? Yeah. But it's coming in handy many times. If you don't want sinas chinam, don't expect anything from anyone. You won't hide anyone. You're not expecting anything. You won't have any tainus. By Yisalscher, it says, just I want to prove that menucha, according to Torah, is not what menucha means to people, right? Vayar menucha kitoiv, vayetshech melizba. That's what menucha is to Yisalscher. When he saw menucha is good, vayetshech melizba. He lent his shoulder to carry, to be soivel. Because that's what menucha means, according to the Torah HaKadosh. To realize one's responsibilities, not to shirk them. So, if we want the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, we need to see to it that these inyonim, nachem, menucha, and chinam, are all put back into place. That it should, we should have the Torah Digit definition of nachem. We should have the Torah Digit definition of chinam, and the Torah Digit definition of menucha. Just another short word of nachem, Hashem Elokeinu. There's a hafle digit. This is a hafle digit marv shamish. You know what? I'll do it next week.
3 minutes.
Huh?
3 minutes.
Is there?
No, I've got
4 minutes. Huh? 4 minutes.
It's 9:30.
It's 9:30. We have to show next week.